A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. I'm Jonga Kandemiri, your host, standing in for Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the nomination courts sitting around the country tomorrow, Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, with the presidential candidates expected to pay US$20,000, while those contesting for seats in the National Assembly will pay US$1,000 as nomination fees. Ongu wadiwa watereri ne watariri tunokugamuchira ene mufaro mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki che The Connection nasi urumusuwe chipiri mchirongwa cha muno garupiwa mazua ose na Ntungameli Nkomo asi nasi machipiwa neni Jonga Kandemiri ndakamirira Ntungameli. Nasi tributarisa neje kugara kuchaita matare nomination court mangwana ekutambira mazita evacha kwikwidza musarudzo dzegore rino tiripa mutemo. Tichatarisa one zvemari dziri kubhadhariswa vachada kukwikwidza muzvigaro zvenhengo dzeparamende uko munhu anenge achitarisirwa kubvisa chiuru chemadhora pamwe chetewo ne anenge achida kupinda muchigaro chemutungamiri wenyika anenge achitarisirwa kubvisa zviuru makumi maviri kana kuti US$20,000 asi tinoziva yedu kuti kunodiwa munhu ane makore makumi mana zvichikwira zvichireva kuti wechidiki anogona kunge asingazopinda hake ikoko kuti anga achinetseka kutsvaga $20,000. Tichatarisawo zvakare mutemo uri kukurudzirwa neZimbabwe Electoral Commission kana kuti ZEC wekuchengeterwa zvigaro kwevechidiki pamwe nemadzimai kana kuti youth and women's quota. But before we delve into today's issue, let's look at what is happening elsewhere. Today, Zimbabwe joins the world in marking World Refugee Day. This is an international day organized every year on 20 June by the United Nations to celebrate and honor refugees from around the world. The day was first established on 20 June 2001 in recognition of the 50th anniversary of the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugees. In Kenya, Abdullahi overcame many challenges growing up in Dadaab refugee camp, that's Dadaab refugee camp, where he fled after declining an invitation to join the Al-Shabaab militant group in Somalia. Today, he is a journalist working with the UNHCR, or United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, supported Refugees Community Radio Station, and that's the GAGA, the radio station that he's working for, and is supported by the United Nations Human Rights. And as the world marks Refugee Day, Juma Majanga speaks with Abdullahi about his work and his dreams.
In a shipping container at one of three refugee camps in northeastern Kenya, Aden Abdullahi is presenting the breakfast show on Radio Gargar. The 25-year-old Abdullahi says his journalism career is a dream come true. Forced into exile as a teenager, after rejecting a call to join Al-Shabaab, Abdullahi says he aspired to tell the stories he has seen while living in the camp.
I have seen a lot of, you know, media gaps in the Dadaab refugee camps. There is a lot of stories out there, but nobody, you know, is covering the stories. And so that's why I tried, you know, to bridge the that gaps and, you know, to become a voice of the voiceless.
Abdullahi is among the more than 600 refugee youths who have benefited from a technical vocational training program offered by the Norwegian Refugee Council in the camps.
Most youths, once they are able to complete primary education, high school, they have limited opportunity in terms of accessing tertiary education, more so the university. So as NRC, we opted to venture into providing technical skills targeting the youths. And in these skills, the skills that we provide are more of market-driven skills, where we do the market assessment, and then we look at what are the opportunities that are within the Garissa as a whole and also within the Dadaab. And this is where we came up with different courses that we provide to youth, both girls and boys.
Congolese refugee Eli Hamuli, a digital journalist and aspiring TV producer, is also a beneficiary of the program.
Being a refugee, it doesn't limit one's ability. I believe that the ability that one is having, who is, let's say, who is a Kenyan by nationality, and you as a refugee, the only difference that you have is only about the status, but about every other things, I believe that we are same.
On the International Day of the African Child, Aden Abdullahi covered a celebration event at the refugee camp. The 25-year-old, popularly referred to by his listeners as Mutile, meaning a great person in Somali, says his joy comes from highlighting stories about his community in the camps. Leila Halif, a Somali refugee and a listener of Gargar Radio, says the station has become a link between the refugee community and the humanitarian agencies operating in the camp.
I listen to the station to get all the news and information about what is happening in the camps, especially on activities of the humanitarian organizations operating here. It is the link between us and the organizations.
Kenya hosts more than 500,000 refugees and asylum seekers, mainly from Somalia and South Sudan. In 2021, the country passed a law seeking to promote social integration of refugees by allowing them to access employment opportunities. Trained refugees like Abdullahi hope the skills they have acquired will help open more doors of opportunity for them. Juma Majanga for VA News, Dadaab Refugee Camp, Kenya.
That was Juma Majanga speaking with Abdullahi from Kenya. And back to the topic of the day. The nomination courts are sitting around the country tomorrow, and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, has called on all political parties taking part in the local authorities and national assembly elections on August 23 this year to submit party lists for the women's and youth quotas as required by Constitutional Amendment 2 of 2021. The constitutional amendment introduced a 30% women's quota in local authorities and 10 seats for youths in the National Assembly. Pamusangano nevatoriwe nau waitwa Nasi Mwarare mukuru anoona nezvesarudzo muZimbabwe Electoral Commission vautoile Sly Gwana vanotsanangura muhurukuro yavaita naGodwin Mangudya weStudio 7.
Chinano chiri pamusoro chaizvo chaizvo. Sajivara nasi mushwa 20 June tato ganzirira kuti mangwana mushwa 21 June manomination courts agare anenge akagare achitambira ma forms avo varuda kukwidza kuita ma councillors, kuita ma members of parliament kana kuita ma kukwidza pa chigaro cha president. Ma courts ava achavhura mangwana na 10 o'clock makuseni echivhara na 4 o'clock manheru.
Chii chinoitika kana ndikatadza kusvika na 4 p.m. kana kuti ndikashayirwa na 4 ndisandabatsirwa?
Kana ukawasvika 4 asati achaya ukaisa mapepers ako kana kune zvinoda kugadziriswa unogadziriswa even 4 zachaya. Asi kana wagara usina kusvika kunomination court ukasvika 4 zachaya unenge usina kodzero yokuti uise mapepers ako. Vanhu vese vanenge vasvika 4 asati achaya vacha proseserwa maforms avo kusvika kokupedzisira.
Mapati izvi matongerwo nyika matovaziisa here zvese izvi?
Zvese izvozvo takatichingoshambadza tishandisa maradio, matv, mapress statements nezvimwe zvakadaro nemavota educators edu ari mufield angachifamba achikurudzira dzichitaura izvozvo ari kufield vachifamba vachidzidzisa vanhu kuti chii chiri kudiwa kuti uzokwanisa kuti uzokwidza.
And that was Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chief Elections Officer, Mr. Utoile Sly Gwana in Harare with Godwin Mangudya. Mr. Slegwana said that the party list for the women's quota should include women eligible to be elected as councillors, while the youth should be aged between 18 and 35. He explains here in a video provided by Mlondolozi Ndlovu.
That brought in the women's quota for local authority elections. And the Electoral Commission would like to draw the public's attention to the Constitutional Amendment number 2 of 2021, which among other provisions provides that political party contesting the local authority elections must submit a nomination paper containing the names of women as party list candidates nominated by such party for every local authority in which it intends to field two or more non-party list candidates for direct election as councillors. Each candidate must be a woman who is eligible to be elected in terms of Section 119, Subsection 2 of the Electoral Act, Chapter 218, for election as a councillor. Party list for the local authority must have at least 30% of the total members of the local council or the local authority concerned, of all whom must be women, is 21 years and above. The list must be lodged with the district nations officer for the local authority to which it relates. On any day before nomination day, not on nomination day, at the local authority offices which have been designated as nomination courts.
That was again ZEC Chief Election Officer, Mr. Otoile Slaigwana, speaking at a press conference in Harare. However, many youths, especially those from the opposition, are crying foul over the nomination fees, which they say are too high and eliminating. Let us take a brief break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 and the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the nomination courts sitting tomorrow and the nomination fees aspiring candidates are expected to pay. Our guests tonight are Mr. Wumberai Nende from the CCC Youth Wing, Ms. Letubuhle Ndlovu, who is the MDC Youth Spokesperson, and Mr. Kuda Munsaka, who is a ZANU-PF youth member. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen. Hello.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. And Ms. Ndlovu, can you hear me? I think we are having a problem with Ms. Ndlovu connecting to the show, because she highlighted to us that she was having problems with her phone. Maybe we can try to drop and call her again. And Mr. Munsaka, how are you?
Yeah, thanks. How are you? Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us. Nende Muripuere. Mr. Nende, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm there.
Thank you so much. Let's start with Mr. Munsaka, Mr. Kudamsaka from ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF did its primary elections and chose its candidates long back. Are you ready for the nomination courts tomorrow? Is ZANU-PF ready for that?
Thank you very much. Once again, good evening, viewers. ZANU-PF is more than ready. ZANU-PF is a party that is well organized, well disciplined. ZANU-PF does its things on time. We made preparations for nomination court way back on time.
Thank you so much. And Mr. Nende, we understand that your party, the Citizens Coalition for Change, is announcing candidates tomorrow, the same day that the nomination courts are sitting. Can you tell us more about this?
Yes. As Triple C, we have been having a meticulous process in terms of our candidate selection, and it was supposed to be done in a thorough way so that we ensure that we put the candidates that are rightfully coming from the citizens themselves. Mm-hmm. And for security reasons and strategic reasons, those people have been communicated through the party channels at the right time so that they are ready for the nomination court. And I can absolutely confirm that we are at the stage where by tomorrow we'll be signing in all the provinces for the candidates that are supposed to contest for 2023.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Ms. Ndlovu, are you back? Okay, Ms. Love is not yet back. I think we are having a problem with our connections. But let me go back to Mr. Mutsaka. Mr. Mutsaka, are you satisfied, the ZANU-PF youth, with the youth quota allocation that Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is encouraging parties to observe following the 2021 constitutional amendment?
We are very much satisfied. We are very happy as a party with the recognition that is given, that has been given to the young people. It will go a long way in the inclusion of young people in the national decision making, especially when it comes to parliament. So we are extremely excited, and we are looking forward to suit all of the 10 slots that the constitution of Zimbabwe has given us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Before I go to Mr. Nende, let me go to Ms. Letubuhle Ndlovu from MDC. She's the MDC youth spokesperson. Welcome to our show, Ms. Ndlovu.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Ndlovu, tomorrow is nomination court sitting day, and up to today, no one has known what is in the MDC pot, what is brewing, nobody knows. What can you tell listeners and viewers about tomorrow and the youth quota?
We are ready. We are ready for the court tomorrow. As you know, that MDC is not a party that shies away from responsibility, and we are going to be there representing and setting our own and how this is affecting our youth tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, as to everyone's knowledge, the fees are very high, and they are too high, and in practical for the youth considering our economy ailments in Zimbabwe. So I find it fascinating that they might think that this is anyone or somebody like working in as a youth in Zimbabwe is able to raise such funds.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that has to be dealt with in court tomorrow. So, yes, we are ready. We are going to be there as MDC team.
Mm-hmm. So, you say you're going to challenge that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And what exactly are you going to challenge in court?
This is either they have to be reduced or we actually think they should be removed when we are speaking about the youth, because if we're checking like the youth, well, we're talking about 18 to 25, and most of these people in Zimbabwe, they don't have jobs, mm-hmm. and they can't actually raise that money. Even those that are working, they don't afford that money. I think if they take care for a teacher, for instance, getting something around like 80,000, which is in RTGS, and they're expected to pay in US dollars, 1,000.
Thank you so much. Rambai muri parunare regai tende kuna vaombera inende vanhende manzwa nyaya iri kutaurwa namuzvare Ndlovu vativo mari dzirikunzi vanhu vabhadhare dzakakurisa tombotarisira yedu kuti wechidika haagona kunga nenyaya yemakore haakwanisa kunga achikwikwidza pachigaro chemutungamiri wenyika tobvisa 20,000 toisa parutivi 1,000 yacho kwaanokwanisa kupinda kune manhengo dzedare reparamende 1,000 iri kunzi namuzvare Ndlovu yakawandisa vari kutarisira kunge vachiipikisa kumatare zvinhu zvamungataura vanhende sebato reTriple C.
I think I would like to concur with you in terms of these financial constraints, given the nature and caliber of the Zimbabwean economy and the young people being the most vulnerable when it comes to being victims of a failed economy. So now they want to participate in these processes to ensure that there is change in the political landscape. But now there are restrictive measures that are being put by gatekeepers, who are mostly the older generation. They are becoming political gatekeepers to restrict young people from participating through financial measures. And this is done at a technical level. When people are being asked to fork $1,000, yet if you want to convert it with the current rate and the amount of money that just a civil servant an acceptable range is when you realize that you need to look for perhaps over 200 civil servants to pay for one candidate to be an MP. So it's outrageous, it's draconian coming from a government that is speaking of inclusivity. We can mobilize a nation by exclusion, but it seems that there is a deliberate plan to exclude the young people from being part and parcel of the leadership of this country.
Thank you so much.
We want to continue the trajectory we are being led by older people.
Let's hear from Mr. Yes, let's hear from Mr. Muntsaka. Mr. Muntsaka, you heard what our two guests said. They are saying the fees are too high, and this is a way of excluding the youth because they know, I mean, the government knows that there is high unemployment in the country, and mostly the youths are affected by this. What's your take on this?
Thank you so much. I don't really believe that the fees are that high. What people need to understand and appreciate is that an election is not a playground. When you're going to an election, you're not going there to play games. An election is only for serious people. That amount is actually too little as far as we are concerned. We are expecting only serious people who would want to race for power. Beck announced this fee long back. So for any serious individual, whether young person or old person, who would have wanted to participate, might have budgeted for this money. We have yet situations of late where anyone who thinks like contesting, just wake up dreams like contesting, they just go and contest. You know, because the qualifications are open for everyone. So people just go to contest. You find a constituency that has got 10 million candidates.
Yes.
Thereby putting too much weight for them.
Mr. Mutanga, if I can interrupt you briefly, let me bring in a caller, then I'll come back to you immediately. Hello, caller.
Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Oh, we've lost the caller. Ndodzoka hangwa muri va mutsaka. Taurai tinzwe muri kuti imi hamuone mari dzisadzaka wanda. Imari dzamunofunga kuti munhu paakanzwa kuti kuchange kuchibhadharwa mari akati vangadai akasungirira. Asi kuoma kwezvinhu hamusi kutarisa ikoko. Tiri kunzwa kuti bato renyorezano PF richabatsira nhengo nekubhadhara mari idzi. Icho kwadi here?
Ndikwanise kuti ndikonfeme pari zvino kuti bato richabatsira nekuti hatisati tanzwa communication inotaura kuti ichatibatsira. Isusu semamembers ezanupf takatogadzirira kare patakahwina maprimary tikagadzira mari dzedu dzekunobhadhara. Saka tiri well prepared. Sezvandambotaura kuti tiri bato rine discipline, rinogadzira, riri organized, risingango chene chene pane zvese zvinenge zvaitwa. ZEC yakabuda nemafigures yatarisa zvakawandisa kusanganisira neekonomi yakaitarisa ikaona zvakafanira zvakakodzera kuti wese ari nani anoona achida kukwikwidza pasarudzo anofanirwa kunge achitsvaga mari iyoyo. Ende mukatarisa pane zvakawanda zvavachada zvakare pakukambina zvichatoda mari yakatowanda chidarika ma1000 vachiridza mari yevachaiwani ii yekuratidza commitment kuti vanoda kukondesa. Hatide vanhu vanotipedzera nguva vanosvika tita 20 pasina vanhu serious vachida kungonzwa kuti pakamira sei mukonstituenti. Vamwe vari mastudent vachida kungonoravira zvako wanzira dzeki basa vakuzotanga kucomplaina futi ivava ten people vaakuti muri kunonoka muri kunonoka kuti pa maresult
ina
kuti vakangana kuti pane mapresent 60.
Regai tinzwe kubva kune vamwe. Muzvare Ndlovu, may you respond to what Mr. Muntsaka said in isiNdebele?
Okay, due to language barriers, I will try to respond to what I got.
Okay.
I didn't get much of what I said. But still on that issue, contesting in an election is a right for every citizen in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The country dismissed with high fees, with people saying that is to make sure if they are serious or not, if they are serious, they are going to research funds. It's not proper. That's not proper, one. And for the second time, as I said, these fees are not just for the youth. You have also to consider that it's for the youth, the women, and the disabled people. Okay, now if these fees are going to be so high, there are other disabled people that can't even go to work. They can't even, like, do certain stuff that they can actually get those big funds. What are you saying about this?
Mm-hmm.
Are they also in that code of seriousness?
Hello?
And for of course, we do appreciate the good quota and what they gave us. Of course, it's just too sweet. But then we are still hoping that we're going to have something that's maybe fixed in the near future. But still, with this kind of thing, I think it's just going to be one of those things that is just out there on the paper. But
thank you.
That we are fixed at this point.
Thank you so much. Regai tunzwe kuna vanhende. Vanhende, manzwa zvataurwa nava Muntsaka Hanzi. Inzira yakanaka iyoyo yekuti mari $1,000 inge ichibhadharwa vaone paine dambudziko. Hanzi, vanoda kupinda musarudzo, vangadai vakagadzirira kubva kare. Pindurai tinzwe.
I think panaba tuita crisis yevanhu vasinganzwisise nhaurwa yekuti vanhu vabvumidze kuparticipata maelection. Ndakutanga kunorisponda panyaya yataurwa yekuti maelections zvinhu zviri serious. Ndikanoti measure seriousness yemunhu nenyaya yefinancial capacity. Zvinoreva kuti vamunangagwa havazi serious zvekuti nyika haina mari. Vamuchiri vakutaura kuti ava hakuna mari munyika. Zvaiva kuti vanhu vavo vese vari kadaro havazi serious.
Yes, vanhende, ndoda kuti mutaure zvamuri kutaura zvine chirungu, dzokorai zvamataura nechirungu kuti vamwe vanzwe.
Right, fine. I'm saying we cannot be at the level where we are measuring seriousness because of financial capacity.
Mm-hmm.
This country, as it stands, is on record saying that we do not have enough money. Budget and the fiscal capacity of this country is ailing. It simply means that if you are measuring seriousness
of
financial capacity,
thank you so much, Mr. Nenda. Unfortunately, we don't have extra time or injury time on this show. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests, Mr. Kuda Muntsaka from ZANU-PF, Mr. Wemberai Nende from CCC, and Ms. Letubuhle Ndlovu from MDC. My name is Jonga Kandemiri, saying good night. Let's meet again tomorrow.